Okay, time to talk with someone who gets a kick out of being miserable. Jilly Gagneau and Mike McDonald first gave the Choose Your Own Adventure concept a twist with their own book, Choose Your Own Misery, The Office. It placed readers into a mind-numbingly dull office job as they navigate a series of increasingly terrible scenarios. So what could make a person more miserable than a bad office job? Well, the holidays, of course. Jilly Gagneau takes a stab at that with their latest in the series, Choose Your Own Misery, The Holidays. Jilly, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start with reminding how this works, because a Choose Your Own Adventure book requires some technical expertise, I guess.
Yeah.
This one opens up in the airport. The reader is about to escape for the holidays to some sort of tropical paradise when all of a sudden something starts going very wrong.
Yes, Hurricane Menudo. It made landfall. You know, you really can't avoid it. And it's ruining your tropical getaway. So then you're forced into a decision. You know, what are you going to do if you can't have your perfect holiday away from the holidays? And then things sort of spin out of control from there.
And there are a lot of different options, as there usually are with these types of books. Run through some of the scenarios.
One of my favorite scenarios is you can be either picked up by or pick up a hitchhiker who you are convinced is going to make you into a skin suit, and your decisions from that point forward get more and more out of control and possibly, you know, dubiously legal.
Yeah.
There are options that can lead you into a really bad scenario involving eating days worth of combos, snack crackers.
Like the thing from the vending machine?
Oh, yeah. The thing from the vending machine, which you had 8 packets of on an overnight drive into town and then went straight to church, and your digestion is in trouble,
okay.
Let's say.
Okay.
We'll keep it really adult, and I'm just going to leave it
there.
Yeah,
we'll move on from that one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can end up at your extremely anal retentive sister's house with her terrible children and your urophile husband. There's all kinds of wonderful options that will hopefully be just familiar enough to make you really happy this isn't your family.
Yeah. Well, I ran through about a dozen of them, and I got violently ill in a Jamaican hotel room, and then I got robbed of all my belongings.
Yeah.
I got arrested for stealing a baby Jesus from a nativity scene. And just about every one of them ends up with me breaking up with my girlfriend, so.
But that's probably for the best. She doesn't seem like a real catch in the end. I'm not going to lie, you know.
But where did you get your pessimism from?
Oh, Midwestern upbringing. I think we have a very thin layer of positivity over just that deep-seated sense that the world is out to get you. Or just it's good fodder for humor. I actually love Christmas in a somewhat ludicrous, childish fashion. So this is not my experience of life. It is just a better joke.
Well, I was going to ask you, did any of these bizarre scenarios come about because they've happened to you or maybe a friend that you know?
I mean, the amount of friends who have been turned into skin suits, it's just none of these are autobiographical specifically, although some of the tiny anecdotes that are snuck in between the pages are, and some of the larger scale things that I think makes everyone, even people like myself who love the holidays, also slightly fear the holidays. Those are personal experience. You know, you love your family, and being around them an extended period of time with the stress of the holidays can change that feeling briefly.
Yes. So there, I mean, this is a little bit of a trope that the holidays are awful experiences
yes.
for everybody. Where do you think that came from? Are we talking about like Home Alone in the 90s or something? Or
just
further
reality
back than that?
Yeah. Or no, I don't know. I think probably Home Alone in the 90s is one of the earlier times that people admitted that it's not all white Christmas. It's not all Bing Crosby songs. I think it is one of those things that it is a cliche because there is such an element of truth for so many people. You love your family. You love the holidays. Or maybe it's a really painful time for a lot of reasons. But all of that cheer has to have a dark side underneath it. I think Bad Santa, not actually a favorite of mine. I think it's
a
little too grim, yeah. But that very accurately portrays this, like, just all the grim that is underpinning all of the cheer that you put out for society at large.
Yeah. These books that you're writing have been inspired, obviously, by the Choose Your Own Adventure series from the 1980s and 90s.
Yes.
Why do you choose that format? I mean, you could have written this book straight through about one sort of difficult holiday experience, but instead you choose to walk us down many different paths.
I think there's a few reasons. I mean, first and foremost, my co-author Mike McDonald and I loved those books, and we kind of wanted to pay homage to those books that were such a huge part of our childhood. The experience of being in charge of your story was super exciting when you were
yeah.
a kid. If you were a cheater like me, you also got to win. That was great. You
didn't or lose in the case of this book.
Well, yes. I mean, we're updating it for adulthood, obviously, so the losing is a little more prominent. But beyond that, people our age, people currently, have such short attention spans and such limited time that giving them a story that you can digest briefly, especially a comedy story, you can have one experience of it on your commute to work and a different one on the way home, or you can leave it alone for weeks and come back to it when you need that moment again. Mm. So it seemed like a way to take books almost into the digital media era where people's attention spans are sort of dictated by social media and all of that. And hopefully hit a chord with people.
Yeah. So. Well, the book is Choose Your Own Misery, The Holidays. The author is Jilly Gagneau, along with her co-author, Mike McDonald. Jilly, thank you. Unhappy holidays.
And an unhappy holiday to you, too.